Well, it's safe to say there's renewed interest in the book of Revelation, and there's a new Christian documentary called The Seven Churches of the Revelation, Times of Fire. Let's find out a little bit more about the film with executive producer Tim Mahoney. Good morning.
Hey, thanks for having me on.
Tim, I have to say the first book of the Bible I ever read was the book of Revelation. Would you recommend that people start there?
Well, you took on one of probably the most difficult book. So you started with the most challenging book to understand. So good for you.
Well, I think it's one of those books in the Bible that can just really get confusing if you don't study it a little bit more, right?
Yeah, I've heard from people that, they say it can divide churches, it can cause all sorts of different challenges, but it's an important book. And I think it's one that today it's important for us to revisit, because a lot of people are feeling that there's so much uncertainty. They're asking questions about, is this the time when Christ will return?
And there have been many dramatic films about the book of Revelation. This one's a documentary. So what sets apart the Seven Churches of the Revelation, Times of Fire?
What I liked about this film is that this film goes to the actual locations of the churches. So it's a trilogy of films. This is the first film in the trilogy. This one goes to the location where the seven letters were penned, which is the island of Patmos, where the Apostle John was actually held as a political prisoner there. And we go to a cave that many believe is where he stayed and where the vision was given to him. And so this film is really a investigative style film where we're going to take you to the locations where the letter was given and then where the letters were sent. So the first three churches is the Ephesus, Smyrna, and Pergamum. They're not called that today. This is in modern-day Turkey, but in the ancient times, it was Asia Minor, they called it. And this was where the early church received these letters.
So among the different historians and scholars that you talk to in the movie, do they get right into all of that detailed history?
Yes, exactly. And in fact, we're going to take in this first film, we're going to go to the cities, and you're going to see they actually have archaeological remains. And you're going to be able to see the locations where these events happened, let's say Ephesus. And Ephesus is very interesting because Paul was in Ephesus for a while too, and this is where much of the early church was growing, was vibrant. And if we just take the letter to Ephesus, it's a very interesting letter because it says it's very encouraging in the beginning. It says, I know your deeds, your hard work, and your perseverance, and I know you cannot tolerate wicked men. And that says that you've tested those who claim to be apostles but are not, and found them false. So they're really sharp people. It says, you have persevered and have endured hardships for my name and have not grown weary. But then it says this in this particular letter to the Ephesians, yet I hold this against you. You have forsaken your first love. So something had happened. And we know that the Apostle Paul, like I said, went to Ephesus and there was a riot there. And you're going to actually be able to see the stadium. It's still there where this riot was breaking out against Paul and the Christians.
Oh, that's so cool. So after watching this film, what do you hope that people walk away with?
Well, one of the things that's going on here is that these letters, I believe, were written for the churches at that time, like I mentioned with Ephesus, but it also is written for, I think, churches in every generation. And that's what I've heard from different scholars. And, for example, losing our first love, that can happen in any time, any century. And in churches, we can be really gung-ho, as it were, to serve God, and then we start getting dutiful and we start being more following the law, the letter of the law, than the spirit of love. And so I think that in each one of these churches, after the letter is sent to them, the spirit it says something like, he who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. And there's encouragements in that, and there's warnings in that. And I think that this film at this time is talking to us as the church, and that we need to wake up, and we need to say, okay, what is the Spirit saying to us? And that's why I'm excited about this film, and that's why I've got behind it, and why we're releasing it worldwide. If people want to know about it, they can go to www, the number 7, and then churches.com, the number 7churches.com. And we've got a worldwide release right now, both for people to invite their friends to their home and watch the film, or we even have a special for churches that they can show this film and start to really ask themselves, is my heart, are our hearts prepared for the return of Christ?
The documentary is called The Seven Churches of the Revelation, Times of Fire, and we've been speaking to executive producer Tim Mahoney. Thanks, Tim.
Thank you so much, Todd.